Tonight, the title of the message is fishing. Fishing is one of my all-time favorite pastimes. I didn't immediately love it growing up, but I came to fall in love with it. And I got this. The Lord really gave me this thought. The other night, we were at Cane Creek. We spent the week down there with our camper, and we were down by the water with our boys late in the evening. It's beautiful sunsets, calm water. Little fish were biting, having a fantastic time, and they were catching little small bream right out of the edge of the rocks. And there's a specific way that you have to rig your bait and a specific little spot you have to put the bait in. But if you do that, you'll catch one every time. And I noticed this young boy, he was probably 8 to 10 years old. As Lakin and Caston were catching one after another, we were throwing them in the bucket, and this little guy kept creeping down the bank. He kept getting closer and closer, closer to the action. And I mean, at one point, he was literally 3-4 feet away. I mean, he was right up against us, and he was trying his best. And Lakin and Caston were just having a large time. And at first, you know, Megan and I kind of looked at each other, and we were like, well, darn, this little rascal's going to just come sit in my lap, and he wants to catch them too. Probably a lot like Charlie Todd fishes. I had to get you, brother. I love you. I love you. I do. But anyway, this little boy, he worked his way up beside us, and he wasn't doing any good, which, you know, and there's a ton of messages in this little opening portion. For one, he was using the wrong bait. And he was using these little catfish nuggets, and we were catching tiny little bream. We had to have small hooks, and he worked his way up beside us, and he went around the other side, and finally he got hung out in the rocks, and he couldn't get it undone, and I stepped out there, and I offered to help him, and he said, no, that's okay, and so absolutely, I want to help you, buddy. And so we got loose one, got hung again, and I ended up breaking his hook off. So I brought him over to our little tackle bag, and I tied him another hook on, and I said, hey, do you want to try a worm? That's what we're catching him on. And so I rigged him up a worm. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was his very first cast back into the water. He caught one. And this little boy said something to me that I've been thinking on, and I couldn't shake it. He said, wow, you must have been fishing a long time. Now, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that as it pertains to what Jesus is talking about right here, becoming fishers of men. You know, there's a level of understanding, there's a level of expertise that you can only obtain in something by spending a large amount of time doing that. Wow. And I thought, you know, Taylor and I, again, we have a lot of work conversations, a lot of good conversations. We were talking the other day, and he asked me a question about boat, I think it was. I said, you know, I know a lot about fishing. There's probably, I probably know more about fishing than any other, you know, one pastime or any other sport. And that's because I've spent a tremendous amount of time in it. And I got to thinking about this what Jesus is talking about here as it pertains to witnessing and discipleship, and why am I not better at that? Why are we not better at that? And it's for only one reason, and it's because we don't dedicate ourselves and spend the time in it that we should. You know, this is the Wednesday night crowd here tonight, you know, so you'll understand what I'm saying. We do a better job, and when I say we, it's from front row to back row, myself and as Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, it is our responsibility to be fishers of men. So, you know, tonight I'm going to have a little discussion with you about a couple of types of fishing. Two of them Great ways to fish, great ways to disciple, great ways to witness, and one not so good. But the one not so good is probably the one that we are most guilty of. The first one I'll tell you, the first way of fishing I'll talk to you about is commercial fishing. Commercial fishermen, they go out and they either drag these huge nets, or they drop a bunch of lines at once, or they drop many lines at a rapid pace, and their goal is to catch as many fish at one time as possible and load them in the boat. And I got to thinking about that in relationship to discipleship and witnessing, and commercial fishing is probably a lot like preaching or evangelists. You get a large group together. And you bring the word, and you put the word out there, and you want folks to bite on that. You want folks to take that bait, right? So commercial fishing, done by preachers. There's plenty of folks in here that have probably taught Sunday school, that have brought the word at some point or another, but our preacher isn't here tonight. But so probably commercial fishing doesn't pertain to most of us, right? But this next thing I'm going to talk about is just fun fishing, right? You can fun fish from the bank, fun fish on a boat. You go down to a pond, go to a lake, go to the ocean, whatever. It's just fun fishing. There's nothing on the line, no stakes attached to it. It's just a way to go and enjoy yourself. And this is probably exactly how we go through life, right? Just having fun. It doesn't really mean anything. I'm supposed to be a witness. I'm supposed to show Jesus. I'm supposed to live in the world in a way that would glorify God. Well, I think we probably all do that okay. I know me, fun fishing for me, most of the time before Lakin and Caston come along, most of the time fun fishing for me, going out bass fishing, I'd take my boat out, whether I was pre-fishing for a tournament or just wanting to go relax and block out the rest of the world. But even though there were no stakes on the line, it didn't really mean anything. It was just me going to have fun. You best believe I was going to look the part, right? Look the part. I was going to dress up in fishing clothes. And while I'm on that, I don't mean to embarrass you. Will you step up here with me real quick? This is my brother right here. Now, I'll tell you this, probably,
I wasn't.
Oh, hour and a half ago, this is exactly what I looked like, except I had shorts on. But man, don't I look different right now? You know, I'm all clean. In fact, Charlie asked me when, you can sit down, brother, thank you. Charlie asked me when he got here, he said, "You didn't work today?" Oh no, I did. I was dirty. A lot like a lot of us on, Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, 30. But my goodness, we can put on clothes. Right, we're okay. I'm saved. I go to Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. I attend all the time. I'm good. You're pretending, right? You may fool some people. But again, back to fishing, right? So me, I'd go out and I'd practice, and Brother John Rabin would be upset with me if he knew how many I caught and let back go. Very few times do I go fishing with the goal of keeping fish to take home, clean them, cook them. I just enjoy catching them and letting them go. And I thought about that, that's probably exactly what we're guilty of. Right, we just want to play the part. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yep, God's been good, and we may witness a little bit. But do you really care about keeping them? Do you really care about getting that fish, getting that person to know the Lord? You know, you can put on your front, and you can show them all the bait that you want to, and you may get them to, you know, bite, whatever. You may even invite them to church. But is your mind really set on catching and keeping that fish? So now I'll transfer over into my favorite style of fishing. And I call this reel fishing. It's going to be different than what Jackie would call reel fishing. But reel fishing to me is fishing with a purpose, and it's tournament fishing. Right? And so it's vastly different on tournament days than it is on fun fishing or practice days. Right? Because practice, I'm just trying to find fish, find out where they are. I'm just trying to get out there, you know, catch this, that, and the other. Catch a fish, let it go. Catch a fish, let it go. But tournament day. And by the way, this is exactly how we should disciple, how we should witness. It's fishing with a purpose. Tournament day gets here, and it's serious. All my gear's in line. I've made sure that there's fresh line on my rods and reels, sharp hooks. My boat's full of gas. It's tuned up, ready to go. I've paid close attention to all the minor details to make sure that I have given myself the best possible chance at catching and keeping fish. Now, tournament day is also different because when I catch a fish, as long as it's legal size, right? When I catch a fish, oh, that fish is important on that day. I get that fish out. I don't just bang the hook out and throw the fish. Oh, no, 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 that fish is important. I take that fish and make sure there's fresh water flowing in my live well. I put that fish in there. Depending on if it's summertime, if the water's cool, don't worry about it so much. But if it's summertime, I even add a solution into the water to make sure that the fish's slime coat is restored, that this fish has the best possible chance of living that I can help it have. And I'll check on that fish throughout the entire day. So the goal of tournament fishing, a bass tournament anyway, the goal is to catch the five biggest fish that you possibly can. You can only weigh in five of them. And a lot of times weigh in is late afternoon around 4 o'clock. And if I catch a fish at 8 o'clock in the morning, you best believe all day long, I'm checking on this fish. I'm going back there, opening the live well, making sure that this fish has got fresh water, living water. I check on this fish at least once an hour. I make sure that this fish has a fantastic environment. And then at the end of the tournament, I'm hoping that this fish is lively, well alive, and well taken care of. And then you weigh it in, and you know, it may be worth something or not. But anyway, I thought about that, and I thought, you know, we don't do a very good job. And by we, again, I mean everybody in this building. I don't know how many. I wish I would have gotten a count before tonight. But in this church this year, I bet there's been at least 8 or 10 people saved on this altar right here. Amen. We've had baptisms in this pool behind me. And can anybody raise their hand and tell me five of their names? I can't. That's sad. Are we really fishing with purpose? I don't think so. I think it ought to be a celebration once a quarter for those who were saved. It ought to be the biggest party that we celebrate all year. We don't have a problem with getting together for, and there's nothing wrong with the church getting together for homecoming and things like that. But my goodness, souls being saved from hell, souls being saved with the possibility of spending eternity in heaven, and we just, well, praise the Lord, somebody else got saved. And then it's back to me, back to whatever the week has in store for me, and then we come back the next Sunday, and those people may or may not show up for a couple of Sundays. Whose responsibility is it to call and check on them. If, and, you know, whatever went through your mind just then, if it was anything other than yourself, you're wrong. It's not the man that stands behind this pulpit every Sunday. It's not just his responsibility. It's as much yours as it is his. Yeah. It's as much mine as it is anybody else in this room. But are we fishing with a purpose? What are we doing, Liberty? What do we exist here for? We just celebrated 30 years, and I think we have the best church around. I love this church. This church has re-solidified my mind time after time after time, because I don't know about you. I've gotten to the point to where I wanted to quit before. But thank the Lord for the men and women that serve at this church, the gentleman that stands behind this pulpit and opens the word. This church means something. It does. But then this church also has a purpose, and it's outside of these four walls. So it's up to you. Now, you may be also like Charlie Todd and not a good fisherman, but you do... You do have a responsibility to get out and try. And just like I was talking about that young man in the beginning, he recognized that I had some experience. And the only way that you gain that is by doing it. You'll never know until you try. Right? The last thing I'm going to give you, and the Lord gave me this late today and reminded me of it, and Dallas and myself, we've had this discussion before. Primarily, there's two types of bait that you use when you go fishing. There's artificial lures, and then there's live bait. Anybody who's fished for any amount of time can tell you that you can take, there are some artificial lures on the market now that are absolutely fantastic. They've got crazy amounts of motion. They've got detail in the paint and the color schemes in them, and they've got different tails and different fins and different movements and motion to fool fish into biting. And Lakin even said this the other day, and it just, and that's what reminded me of it as I heard his little voice. We went fishing at a pond the other day, and he had a cork and a worm, and he was jiggling his rod. And Megan asked him, said, why are you doing that, buddy? He said, I got to make it look alive. Goodness. Goodness. You got to work a whole lot harder to make it look real. You know, again, artificial lures, live bait. You drop a live minnow in front of a fish, and you drop a fake rubber worm in front of a fish, that live minnow, hands down, is the best bait. You can dress up in the best clothes. You can look good. You can talk good. You can walk good. But if it ain't alive inside,
come on now.
So I'll leave you with this last verse, and it is John chapter 7, verse 38. John chapter 7, verse 38. This is Jesus speaking here. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'll just ask you tonight, is it in you? Are you putting on a front? Or is it actually alive inside? And if it is, are you using it? Are you allowing that to flow out of you and be the witness and the disciple that we're all called? Nobody's asking you to be a commercial fisherman. But you have been called to go fishing. Y'all come and get us a song, Robert.